Amidst all the various devotions and religious imagery, all the various religious art that is found in the church, one devotion that has become popular in recent years is Our Lady Undoer of Knots. Perhaps some of you are familiar with it. It's a portrait of the Blessed Mother, and she's surrounded by angels. She holds in her hand a large, long ribbon or rope, and it's full of knots. But there she is, undoing the knots. It's an image that stems from Germany back in the 1700s. An artist painted this, and he was inspired by the early church, believe it or not, St. Irenaeus, to be exact. And it was Irenaeus who said the following: Eve, by her disobedience, tied the knot of disgrace for the human race. Whereas Mary, by her obedience, undid it. That image comes to mind this morning, and I propose it for our reflection. Because amidst all of the disgraces of our own day, in the church and outside of the church, amidst all of the many knots that are surrounding us, that image is an image of hope. We see and hear in all of the readings today various descriptions that could be given the title knots. A big one in the Old Testament from Wisdom: let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. Do you hear the evil there? The knot of envy and jealousy. How about in today's gospel, Jesus is sharing with his apostles the most important event of his life, that he's going to be betrayed and crucified. And what are they doing? Arguing about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. And in the letter of James, James is quite real. And he raises a question in that second reading today that might be a question of for our own time. Where do all of the wars, all of the conflicts, all of the knots, if you will, among us come from? Now, I suppose, like Irenaeus, we could just blame Eve. I'd better throw Adam in there too, or else the ladies will get mad at me. But James goes even a step further. And the next question that he proposes is this: is it not from your passions that make war within your members? In other words, yes, Adam and Eve, God did not create this broken world as broken. But you know, it is from within us, from our own brokenness and failures, that trouble comes. We have an image in this gospel of the child. And that image is such a beautiful one. Jesus, in hearing of the jealousies and the arguing going on, he calls the child over. And it serves as a valid image for our own day. When I was praying with that early this morning, I remembered a memory from my own childhood, and maybe you could relate. I remember always getting my shoelaces in knots. And what would I do? I would just like make it worse. In an attempt to undo it, I would make it tighter. I would take my teeth to it and make it all wet. And in the end, I would have to bring it to my mom, who had a hard job to do. My friends, I wonder if that's not an apt image that we can all relate to. And how different is this image of the child being received by the Lord, not making things worse or tighter? James raises a question to his people. And it's interesting. He says, "You ask, but you do not receive, because you ask wrongly." Isn't that interesting? And it raises a question to those of us who do talk to God, to those of us that do show up to Sunday Mass. What does our asking sound like? And could it be that we're praying and asking wrongly? Did you ever think of that? James did. And he proposes that we not pray out of desperation, making things tighter and more difficult, demanding and trying, but rather with confidence and faith, yielding to the God who he describes today as wisdom and the source of peace, gentleness, compliance, and mercy. Yes, amidst all the knots, and there are many within us and outside of us, might we cultivate a trustful spirit in a world where not many things are trustworthy? Might we cultivate the Holy Spirit for all of the disordered spirits that can afflict our thinking and our hearts? Might we cultivate the Spirit of God, who is always gentle and who knows how to undo knots? This week, actually today, begins a 9-day novena to a saint who lived in France and whose name was affiliated with a little child. But she was a giant. Thérèse of Lisieux. The little flower, but also the holy face, because she dealt with lots of problems and knots in her own day. And in our day, she is a saint, a doctor of the church, the doctor of love. My friends, perhaps you might begin a novena today to Thérèse of Lisieux, and allow her to take what is knotted, to take whatever is in you that is not of God, to take all of your requests, as good as they are, and to allow them to be things that God can use. Perhaps Thérèse could teach us to pray rightly. Her last words, "Lord, I come to you with confidence and love." And in a world where there's so little confidence, perhaps we can begin to know that and pray as such.